Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're gonna color and write and do a bunch of different things together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and you write your name at the top of your paper. Slow down, write neatly. And I'll write my name and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to, yep, we're gonna color first. Look at this picture. Oh, do you like scarecrows? They're not supposed to scare us. Who are they supposed to scare? Yep, crows. So let's start coloring our scarecrow. Let's give him some blue pants. Find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work for me. And let's color his pants blue. What's the beginning sound in pants? P-p-p. Yes, P, the letter P. We worked on that on our other page for October, page one. If you haven't done that one yet. Pants begins with the letter P. Gotta make sure you got your pants on, right? Or your skirt or your dress, but you gotta have something on when you're talking to me. All right, put down your blue crayon. Let's give him, two colors on his shirt. Ready? A red color for most of the shirt. And then like his pockets and his collar, let's save that for something else. So just do the main part of his shirt red. Like, you know, the main part, the sleeves and the front part. If you want to do the buttons, I'm going to go around the buttons. I'm going to go around the pockets because I'm going to color those something else. Or are those not pockets? Are those patches? Oh, no, they're pockets. They look like pockets, don't they? Hey, does pockets begin the same way as pants? Pockets and pants? Yeah, sure does. Lots of words begin with the letter P. Who knew? Certainly not me. Okay, well, what about red? What does the word red begin with? Red. Yes, the letter R. Okay, I'm putting down my red crayon. You take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's give him, let's do green. I'm going to give him some green pockets. Is that a fish on that one pocket? What do you think? And I'm going to give him a green collar up at the top. See that green collar? It's kind of a raggedy shirt, but I guess if you're going to make a scarecrow, you want to use your old clothes and not your good clothes. And I'm going to give him some green cuffs, like at the bottom of his sleeve right there. I'm going to make that green. Okay. Put down your green crayon. Let's give this guy a brown hat. Hat. What is the beginning sound in hat? Hat. Yes, the letter H. Now be careful. Practice with me. When we say the sound of H, we say ha, ha. We don't say ha, ha. What'd you say? Ha. We say ha, ha. Yep. H says, H says, H hat, H hat, I almost said, huh, don't do that, H hat, all right, put down your brown crayon. Now, do you see all the hay sticking out of this scarecrow? Look at all the hay. Find your yellow crayon. We've got some hay sticking out of his hat. We have some sticking out of his pants, out of his shirt, and out of his sleeve. Even inside where his buttons are on his shirt. Color all that hay yellow. What about the word hay? What sound is at the beginning of the word hey? Hey. Yes, it's another word that begins with H. Don't forget to get that hey by his buttons. There's how many by his buttons? I count 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of hay by his buttons. Hey, how many buttons are there? 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons. All right, so hay is sticking out of his pants at the bottom, so get that yellow as well. Okay, I think I got it all. Oh, I forgot the hay sticking up from his collar. Kind of makes him look like he has a beard. And he needs to shave. All right, I'm going to put down my yellow crayon. You all take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Our scarecrow looks lovely. Okay, let's look at the leaves on the tree. Do you see the leaves on the tree? All right. Get your orange crayon. We're going to color the leaves and count them at the same time. We're going to make them orange. Ready? Color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of the leaves on the tree are orange. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon. Do you see the big leaves on the ground? The ones by the tree, not the ones over by the girl and the scarecrow. Do you see the 2 big, large leaves on the... Yeah. Let's color those large leaves red. The large leaves red. Boys and girls, what letter does leaves start with, or leaf? Oh, you get to stick your tongue out at me. L, leaf, oh. L, leaf, oh, yep, leaves begins with the letter L. Okay, so we have 2 red leaves on the ground, and there were a lot on the tree. Do you remember how many orange leaves were on the tree? Let's count them again. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 were on the tree, and 2 were on the ground. Let's count on if there's 8 on the tree. 8. 9 on the ground, 10 on the ground. 10, 8, 9, 10. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see the squirrel? The squirrel? Let's make it gray. I'm going to use my pencil to make a gray squirrel because I don't have a gray crayon. Squirrel. What's the letter? The sound at the beginning of squirrel. Squirrel. Yes, the letter S is at the beginning of the word squirrel. This is a cute squirrel. Have you seen a squirrel in real life? A few years ago, I had a squirrel by my classroom. We named it Wilson. He was always around our classroom. Because I'm at an outside school and we don't have an inside. Well, I mean, I teach inside. I have a door, but our hallways are outside. Do you have a hallways inside or outside? Okay, put down your crayon or your pencil. We finished the squirrel. What about the pumpkin? Do you see the pumpkin? Let's make it orange. Any kind of orange. You can use your regular orange or a different orange. Does pumpkin begin the same way as squirrel? No. Pumpkin begins with the letter P, like pants. Yep, like pants. Squirrel begins with the letter S. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter S? What about stem? Stem. This pumpkin has a stem. Let's color it brown. Color the pumpkin stem brown. Yep, got it. Okay, and then color that leaf by the pumpkin green. What's the beginning sound in leaf again? Leaf? L. Get to stick your tongue out at me. Hey, stop doing that. Don't do that to me. Okay, now. Look at the girl stuffing that scarecrow. Let's give her a purple jacket because we haven't used our purple crayon yet. Give her a purple jacket. Her jacket has a hood. See that? Has a hood. Must be kind of cold there. Is it cold where you are? Is it fall and cold? It's a little hot where I am, I have to tell you. It doesn't feel like fall yet where I am. Hopefully soon. Okay, I gave her a purple jacket. I'm almost done. I'm coloring neatly. Are you coloring neatly? You stop that. You don't be sloppy. Okay, let's give her a pink skirt. Let's give her a pink skirt, pink and purple. Pink and purple both begin with the letter P, like. What else in our picture begins with P? Pumpkin pants. Okay, keep your pink crayon. Give her some pink bows. Give her some pink bows in her hair. Okay, let's give her some brown hair. Find your brown crayon. Let's give her some brown hair. She'll kind of match the scarecrow's hat. Do you think she pretends that he's alive? Do you think she's making a friend like how we make snowmen in the winter if you live near snow? I wonder. Oh, I just saw a back part to her bow. I got to find my pink crayon again and fix that. I forgot to color that back part. Do you see that? It's kind of hiding behind her hair. It's a bow in her hair. It's a bow in her hair. All right, while we have our brown crayon, let's color the tree trunk brown. Color the tree trunk brown. Now, it's a big item. So I know you might want to go quick because it's big, but you be careful.
And you do a nice job for me. You hear me? You do a nice job for Mrs. Oldham. You do your best. You do your best.
We have a brown tree trunk in the picture with the girl and the scarecrow today. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, ready? We're going to color the tree, the bushy part around the orange leaves, green. Go around the leaves and make it green. We'll say these haven't turned their colors yet because leaves change color
in the fall.
In the fall. Do you hear a sound at the end of fall that is the beginning sound in leaves? It's at the end of fall. Yep, you stick your tongue out at the end of fall. Fall. You got it. Okay, green in and around those orange leaves. In and around. Okay, 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Last thing. Do you see those things in our picture that kind of look like bushes? Kind of, sort of? Well, they're not. They're not. It's hay. It's hay. It's where she's getting all the hay to stuff that scarecrow. She's getting it from those hay piles. Let's color them yellow. Go for it. Get your yellow crayon and color those hay piles yellow. There's one little one in the front and some bigger ones in the back. Color the parts that you can see. Hay begins, remember, with what sound? H. And it has a couple of meanings. It could be hay like this that she's stuffing into the scarecrow. And it could also be like, hey, what are you doing over there? Listen up. Color neatly. Why are you being so sloppy? Okay, I'm in and I'm out and I did my yellow hay. I'm putting down my yellow crayon. I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, you put down those crayons right now. Yes, you put it down. Okay, grab your pencil and scoot down to the letter S on your paper. See the letter S inside the circle? We're going to go across. I'm going to name the picture for you if it begins with S, like scarecrow, and squirrel. Circle it. Okay, ready? Seal. Scoot over. Mailbox. If it begins with S, circle it. Scoot over. 7. Scoot over. Key. Octopus. Sandwich. Okay, let's check. You should have circled the seal, the 7, and the sandwich. I love sandwiches. Did you do the seal, the 7, and the sandwich? Okay, let's check the letter H. Same thing. I'll name the picture. You circle it if it begins with the letter H. Ready? Gas. Hook. Hat. Magnet. Hanger. Pirate. Ready? Let's check. You should have circled the hook. Hook. Hat. And hanger. Hook. Hat. Hanger. Hook the hat on the hanger. Yeah. All right. Let's look at letter L. L says like leaf, right? Okay, here we go. Circle it if it begins with the letter L. First picture, lantern, jellyfish, desk, lemon, tiger, ladybug. Okay, let's check. You should have circled lantern, lantern, lemon, and ladybug. Got it? Yes. All right, scoot down to the turtles. We have two turtles and they have some spots on their back. I want you to circle the turtle with 4 spots on his back. Circle the turtle with 4 spots on his back. And let's write the number 4 on the line. Write the number 4 on the line. Okay, let's look at the tin frame. Let's color in the counters, the circles, color them and count them. 1, 2, we're just doing it with our pencil. 3, 4. 4 counters. Write the number 4 on the line. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.